This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Surprise,
totally,
surprise.
Totally unrehearsed.
Professional.
Like, just point at people for the next word and, like,
wow.
You guys really make this show happen.
Thanks.
You're welcome. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number, if you would like to join us, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
We've been talking about a variety of things, but we've been trying to talk about these speed cameras in New York City, which have issued 4.5 million tickets this year alone, totaling in the hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue.
How much is that per ticket?
That's a good question. The expansion marks a significant shift from the previous restriction that limited speed camera operation to weekdays between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m., but they're now operating 24/7, right? So they were like, ooh, look at all this revenue we're generating between just this 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., half a day. What if we ran these things all day? Money printer go, right? While there is a legislative limit of 750 school zones where cameras can be placed, the actual number of cameras exceeds this figure.
Only 750 school zones?
Yeah. The actual number of cameras exceeds this figure due to the allowance of multiple cameras within these zones, resulting in approximately 2,000 cameras deployed across all five boroughs. So, New York City, you are basically living George Orwell's 1984. There are cameras everywhere tracking you, tracking everything you do. They're in your pocket. They're at your schools. They're on the streets. They're, you know, on the corner of every place that you ever go, every store that you've ever visited.
If I did the math right, it's about $45 a ticket.
The report analyzing data from the city's open data page notes that New York City's speed cameras, restricted to within a quarter mile of schools, have levied $50 fines on drivers going over the speed limit by 10 miles an hour or more. So
there you go.
That's in line with your calculation.
So it also leads me to believe that at only $50, not a lot of people are challenging this. Right.
No. That would be a good guess.
But if 4.5 million people started challenging it,
yeah, and if frogs had wings, they wouldn't bump their butt when they jump.
Well, I mean, we ask for a trial if it's a $10 parking ticket.
Yeah, even if 1 million people out of these 4.5, right, were to contest the ticket and take it to court, even if they lost, that would be enough to overwhelm the court system.
Well, it wouldn't overwhelm the court system. It would just make it more expensive for them to collect their 45.
I think 1 million people contesting these tickets.
Oh, I thought you said one person. Sorry.
No, no. Okay. Even one, like if it's 4.5 million of these tickets, if 1 million of them were contested, that alone would be enough.
I misheard.
Like 20%, I think, of that number. 20% of that number should be enough to like overwhelm the court system.
Okay. You misheard him as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how do we get people to a point where they're able and willing to challenge these things? Because for most people in New York City, I mean, the rent's already $3,000 a month or something.
Well, this is the problem with libertarianism in general, right? Like, you need the collective action of a large group of people, but at no individual level does it make financial sense to do it. Right? No individual goes like, well, I'm going to challenge this because it's financially beneficial to me. I'm going to get more than $50 out of
it. Right. It's probably going to cost them more than $50.
It's going to cost them more.
This is like take time off work, to pay for parking, to go to the thing, to get the judgment.
This is basically the problem of morality. Like, why bother not stealing from people? Like, I could get away with stealing that. I want that. I could have my money and that. Why don't I steal that?
Now, you're an honest person?
Okay, what if that's not valuable to me?
It's usually the fear of reprisal and repercussions.
Like, okay, so like here, sure, there's a bunch of us that'll go into court for a ticket in Keene, New Hampshire.
Right.
And a big part of that is because it maintains our view of ourselves as we are non-slaves who are fighting enslavement, or however you want to phrase that.
Sure, yeah.
Some version of that. So it reinforces your identity. So what you're getting in exchange for all of the pain and torment of actually fighting this is your identity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the same way, maintaining an identity as a moral, decent human being means that I have to, like, not steal that candy bar and a billion other little things in order to keep that view of myself. But if that's not valuable to you, then you're not going to do it. So people who aren't us, it's not valuable to them to reinforce their identity as fighting an unjust power because that's not their identity.
Well, and that's why it's rampant in California. Right. Not only is it not their identity to be morally righteous, but it is their identity to, like, steal from the corporation because that's who the real oppressor is to them.
Right.
Right. And the state backs it by making it not criminal. Right.
Right.
It's a fine. It's just.
We're not prosecuting shoplifters anymore.
Right. So
like, what?
So you walk in, you steal it, you're doing something righteous against the evil corporations, and you have the backing of the state.
Hey, let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. I believe this is David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, the speed of light.
Hey, the speed of light. We're back on physics.
You finally caught up.
Yeah. I got to pull you out of my pocket, but first of all, test, how do you hear me? In my pocket.
I mean, you sound a little muffled, but we can hear you.
And I'll pull it out.
Please don't pull it out again.
Let me quote it. Don't pull it out in public. Let me just whip this out.
For Harambe.
Lee and I were having a very interesting.
You mean Pigless Mountaineer?
Yeah, him. We were having a very interesting conversation.
Did you just assume my gender?
It was interesting to us. It wasn't to the captain, and the captain prematurely did something. What do you do prematurely, Captain? Oh, that's right.
Lots of things.
Including any.
He ejected you?
So,
he prematurely ejected you?
Premature ejectication?
Yes, he did.
Attempted.
The word on the street is that's not uncommon with the captain. So, picking up where
you must have talked to your mom since we last had a call.
Speedo Dave.
Yeah, she told me all about you, dude. Told me all about you. Sick.
About
sick,
you.
Sick. That's all I got to say.
Not about you, but about you. The rock and rollism.
What?
It's like no one but you, right? When you sing it in a rock and roll song, it becomes Noah but, Juan but you, right? Noah Juan but you, right? Instead of no
that,
one
dude.
But you.
That's the illegal that stole the battery out from my truck when I was parked down by the river a couple weeks back.
The illegalist?
Yeah.
What's an illegalist?
The slang for Mexican?
Well, I don't know if they, no, dude. They probably weren't even Mexican. They were probably Guatemalan or Honduran or Venezuelan or something like that.
Wait, so it's a whole ism now?
Or something weird.
Yeah.
Being undocumented?
Yes, those people.
Right,
those people.
What were you trying to say?
Aliens.
I was trying to talk about the speed of light.
These guys aren't letting you, apparently.
Well, that brings us back to the speed of light. If they were space aliens, they'd need to know about the physics of moving at or near the speed of light.
Right. Boom. Let's talk about that. So I think if I recollect, whatever.
If you recollect correctly.
Yes, exactly.
Correct.
When the captain cut us off, we were talking about Lee's assertion was that to approach and then surpass the speed of light, it took an infinite amount of energy. And so me trying to be an a-hole, what I said...
Hold on. So what I'm saying is that to reach the speed of light with anything that has mass requires an infinite amount of energy.
Like the captain,
now,
the
passing the speed of light is impossible. And being at the speed of light is possible with a finite amount of energy if you have no mass, which is how photons work.
Right. Okay. And I was trying to add on or defeat or something. Like I said, generally be an a-hole. And we were using the analogy I was applying was using the captain as an object with
of
his
mass.
Could be anything, huh?
An object of what? Mass.
Oh yeah.
Did you call me an ass?
No, I'm saying that I don't live in mass.
Oh, you're not a masshole. Yeah, we went through that. You're not a masshole.
Right.
Right. Okay. So I use the example of if the captain was in space, and we'll give him a space suit.
Savage
intergalactic captain.
Yes.
Sweet.
And so the captain is floating around doing a spacewalk, and he's in a spacesuit, and he relative to his
that.
Own relative. What about Mark?
Just continue.
Relative to his own self, he's not moving, and so we are now going to accelerate.
So yeah, if he is captain, his point of reference, then he is definitely not moving, like by definition.
Right. Right. Now, we're going to accelerate the captain, and we're going to make him go from zero.
Okay, well, then we have a different point of reference.
What do you mean?
In order to accelerate the captain, he has to not be the point of reference.
So,
for example, in order to see the world as something that goes around the sun, the Earth can't be the point of reference. You can use the sun as the point of reference and then say that the Earth rotates around the sun, and that works. You can use the center of the galaxy as a point of reference and say that the Earth rotates around the sun.
The galaxy or the sun or the Earth.
He can. You just can't accelerate.
So the point of reference cannot move. That's what makes it a point of reference.
Well, I already gave you that. See, I'm ahead of you. The point of reference is the point in space which the captain occupied before.
Okay, so the captain himself is not the point of reference, just where he started.
Space I formerly occupied.
Right. Okay.
Point A stands. Yeah. Captain stands on point A in space.
Then captain leaves point A. Point A still exists.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay,
now
go
we're
on.
To accelerate him. We're going to accelerate the captain to the massive speed of 1 mile per hour.
Okay.
Towards
and
point
have,
B.
We're towards any point. We don't care where he goes.
We'll call it point B.
Captain, who cares whether, point B, okay.
That's a strip club in Vegas, by the way, point B.
Nice.
Exactly, that's where I figured you would go.
Whole bunch of A's at point
right.
B.
And we got millennia. In fact, we got like 15 billion years to...
TNA?
What?
Big T.
What?
There's a lot of TNA at point B, but go on.
Big T.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. So,
hey,
and we have 15 billion years... We have 15 billion years to accelerate the captain from 0 miles per hour to 1 mile per hour. And so to get to the first step here, and we don't even have to do any more after we can do another phone call.
Thank goodness.
Just to get from 0 to 1 mile per hour, and we got 15 billion years to do it, it doesn't take much energy, right?
Okay.
Depends on what you mean.
Agreed
much,
so far.
But okay. I get
okay,
what you're
so
driving
now,
at.
Captain sneezes and accelerates backwards towards point B.
Yeah, that could do it.
Right. Okay. So now we want to get from 1 mile an hour to 232,000 or 200 whatever.
Yeah.
The speed of light.
232. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
So in David's case, the speedo of light.
The speedo of light.
Why
yes,
does the speed of light have to be in metric, by the way?
Huh? Oh, I don't know. Anyway, but to Captain's point, yes, I rock a Speedo better than anybody on the panel tonight. So please check me out at facebook.com/DavidOlson333.
And you it's on Facebook now? That was still on X.
Here's the thing. Using space as your point of reference, moving him from 0 to 1 takes the least amount of effort. Moving him from 288,000 whatever to that last one takes the most amount of effort.
Okay, why?
Physics.
Diminishing return.
Because there are laws written into the fabric of reality.
Show your work.
Okay, why do magnets repel the same side?
You're using an analogy.
I'm really not.
Pardon?
I'm not using an analogy. I'm saying that they literally have the same... That the answer of why the north side of a magnet repels the north side of a magnet is the same answer to why it takes more energy the closer you get to light speed.
Well, wait a minute. The north side of a magnet to the north side of a magnet, you're talking about an electrical field, a magnetic field. What does a magnetic field have to do with accelerating an object that's not currently being affected by any magnetic field?
Magnets? Well, for one thing, how do they work?
Well, for one thing, magnetic fields are generally how we accelerate things. Like, if he sneezes, like, right, the magnetic field of what he is forcing out of his face hole is pressing on his face, and that's what's accelerating him in that direction. So that's all magnetic interactions.
Would the sneeze actually move him in space?
If there's nothing to press depends. Him? So if it would move him right up until it hit his mask, and then it would move him in the other direction and cancel out.
Right. If I were able to survive in space without a mask and I sneezed, that sneeze would be enough to perpetually move me in the negative, you know,
in the equal and opposite direction of the spittle.
Just like the astronauts wear these air packs on them, and in order to maneuver around, when they're doing, you know, maintenance, they let a little bit of air out to direct them and steer them. It's the same effect as that. It's just coming from the human lungs instead of coming from a mechanical apparatus.
I got it. But what's the gas in space that your oxygen is pressing against to cause that opposite reaction?
I don't know. It's not pressing against a gas in space. Okay. It's pressing against, in this case, his nose.
Okay.
So the pressure is happening between the gas that is in Captain's lungs
and his face,
and then face,
okay,
and his lungs and face.
I'm clear. Continue.
Clear as mud, David.
Huh? I didn't know if I was still here or not. Right.
So to relate this back,
crisis.
So that's magnetics causing a change in motion, and that's really the standard way, is one form or another of magnetics.
Wait,
it's because there's a magnetic repulsion between your feet and whatever you're jumping on.
You're gonna have a hard time.
No, wait. Okay, but I don't blindly accept that. In order to accept that, and it's possible that I could, you'll have to explain to me how magnetics enters the equation, because I don't see how magnetics...
Okay, so there are four fundamental forces of reality. There's the strong force, the weak force, the gravitational force, and the electromagnetic force.
And the force that goes
through. Stop. In the interest of science, I thought the weak force was gravity.
No.
What is the weak force, then, if it's not gravity?
So the weak force is what causes all of the atoms to fly apart. So like carbon testing data, for example, the reason that people do that is because the weak force is causing the protons to eject from certain isotopes of carbon at a certain rate. So the weak force is what keeps the atoms from holding together forever.
The strong force is
what holds them together in the first place, and as you might imagine, much stronger than the weak force.
I thought the weak force was like a young Anakin, and the strong force was like the aging Yoda.
The weak force is the captain at the topless bar in Vegas, and the strong force is the girl before him.
Even though I have more mass.
Correct.
Okay.
Well, yeah, you have...
Glad we showed that.
E equals MC squared, you might have more mass, but she has the other thing.
Energy?
Yeah.
That's true.
It rhymes with
that's
mass.
That's true. Those strippers have way more energy.
Yeah.
The fact.
Trust me, I dated a few.
All right, David, well, thank you for being here, but now you're not here anymore. Now you're gone. He was here once, but now he's gone.
I believe that we've established that the strippers have more energy and less mass than you.
All we've really gotten to the bottom of is, do I have mass?
Strippers,
yes. Do I have orbit? No. I don't have enough mass to, like, have my own orbit, at least not yet.
But your mom does.
Well, or did.
And, like, and I'm good with the whole, like, I don't just blindly accept this idea. Okay, great, cool. Do you have a better one? Do you have a theory that has more explanatory power than this one?
Is that required?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, otherwise, you're just, I disbelieve, just because. It's like, okay, well, so quantum physics, for example, is why your phone works.
Okay.
Like, if quantum physics was not at least a pretty good description of how reality was, then they couldn't have quantum tunneling diodes.
I was speaking more in generalities, because a lot of what we get from status, right, is, well, how would you do it? And then libertarians run off into the, like, well, this is how I would centrally plan things direction. And I don't think that that second part is necessary to reject the state.
Right. They run into like one of a bazillion possibilities, right? Because none of us actually knows
right.
what life looks like in the absence of the state, because the state won't allow us to explore these right. ideas.
So I don't think I have to come up with a better theory.
I actually don't think I don't think that's the case. I don't think that's the case at all. I think that I think that there's a gray between pure statism and pure free market. And you get to experience what more state-like behavior and what more market-like behavior is. And what we see is that the more market-like a behavior is, the greater it is at wealth production.
Yes.
And the more state-like a behavior is, the greater it is at everything we hate.
Oppression.
Yes.
Right.
Oppression, violence, yep. Free evil is basically what that generates. So, sure, we may not know what absolute free marketism is, and maybe absolute zero doesn't exist, but we can theorize what absolute zero would be like because we experience the difference between hot and cold.
So if that's the dichotomy, and the state's goal is
nice
to,
word, love that word.
If the state's goal is to milk you of production,
mm-hmm.
and they know they'll get more production
well,
out of you,
milk
in the
you
free
of production,
market,
and to control you.
Okay.
So not only do they want to get some of your production, but they also want to make sure that some of your production is not going where they don't want it.
So they have to balance free markets with oppression.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Like that's why we have a democracy. They've found that this is the most effective way of making people believe that they are free when they are in fact not.
Okay. Why right. hasn't North Korea figured it out? Because they seem to be the most oppressed, the less free market.
Because they're busy, what's the word, demonizing South Korea.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Right. So okay. Politicians, like, I mean, and like maybe I'm oversimplifying here, but politicians do this fun thing called divide and conquer.
Okay.
Right? You just convince the pitchfork people that the torch people want to take away their pitchforks, and you convince the torch people that the pitchfork people want to take away their torches.
No, I get it, but I don't think Kim Jong-un's a dummy, right? So if he wants to be, like, a bigger part of the world stage,
yeah.
he ought to open up North Korea to more market phenomenon so he can extract more productivity from his people, and he doesn't.
It's a good question.
Well, his system actually requires that he doesn't do that.
Go on.
Yeah, so it's wacky. There's this whole, okay, you know how uncanny valley works, right?
Yes.
Where, like, if it is, you know, definitely human, then it's good and happy and relatable. And if it's different enough, then, oh, look at that robot, it's cute.
Right.
But there's this weird valley in between where no one wants to see that happen. It's like, it's too human-like, but not human-like enough.
Right.
So the same thing happens in systems of government, whether you're extracting a natural resource where you want the most totalitarianism, or whether you're extracting the resource of the people's productivity,
so what's the
where you want the most appearance of freedom.
How much is government extracting from you? Give us a call. It's 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. Israeli forces are advancing further into Gaza amid the ongoing conflict with Hamas. Local health authorities in Gaza report intense bombing and the presence of military vehicles in close proximity to hospitals. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel has stated that his country does not aim to govern Gaza once the war concludes. Holiday spending is expected to reach record levels this year, with the National Retail Federation projecting November and December sales to reach $960 billion or more. The NRF credits this to the strong financial position of most American households, forecasting a growth rate of 3-4% compared to 2022. This aligns with the pre-pandemic average annual increase of 3.6%. Tonight's Powerball jackpot is $220 million, and you have until drawing time of 10:59 p.m. to play your lucky numbers. Good luck. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Listening and tuning in to this Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. We're a live call and talk radio program where you can call and talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number is 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us tonight. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Pickles Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
And before we go on, I want to say thank you to Awkward Segue. That's right. Awkward Segue is...
How do they know?
...is the name of a person who is an amplifier of this show. What does it mean to be an amplifier of the show? Well, you can go over to amps.freetalklive.com and find out all about the AMPS program. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. And essentially, the program helps us get onto more radio stations. So if you like the hosts, the co-hosts, the topics, the perspective of freedom, peace, liberty that we bring to the table, if you like the callers and the flavor of the show, and you want to help spread the message of liberty, please become an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. We only ask for $5 a month. You can give more. It's a Patreon type of a setup, so depending on what you give, you get some little benefits, some perks, if you will, for being an amplifier. But the reason you should amp is because you want to help spread the message of liberty and get us on more radio stations. We're on 180 or so stations right now. We could be on more, 200, 300, 400 stations, not out of the question. It's all up to you. And thank you again, Awkward Segue, for your contribution. We appreciate you. Again, visit amps.freetalklive.com. AfterYourStory.com.
I always appreciate an awkward segue.
Yeah, especially if it's like, if it's one of those that, you know, the guy bought it new and now it's seen better days, it's crashed into a few merry-go-rounds and, oh, you know, that kind of a thing.
Awkward I've broken segue. So many segues.
Oh, not the
of course.
Different kind of segue?
Well, hold on. Which one was awkward segue? Was it S-E-G-U-E or S-E-G-W-A-Y?
I'm waiting for S-E-G-W-E-I-G-H.
Hey, there you go.
It tells you how much you weigh as you're rolling down the sidewalk.
I once clipped a branch like that was sticking out of the recycle bag on, you know, off to the side of the sidewalk, and I went flying.
That does sound like an awkward segue. Wait, sounds like an awkward pilot. Was the segue all right?
I don't know. Well, it was banged up a little bit,
okay.
But I have broken several.
So you have literally had an awkward segue.
Yeah.
Nice. Do we have picks?
No.
Well, it didn't happen.
Damn.
Well, those are the rules.
That's fine.
Hey,
better than I don't have to pay them back.
You guys are libertarian types, right?
Types, sure.
And libertarian types aren't necessarily known for getting up early at the crack of dawn and like getting a start on their day and all that kind of stuff, right?
Not known for it, but my alarm goes off pretty early in the morning.
Okay.
Well, I'm definitely not known for it personally.
No, if I didn't have to set an alarm for anything, I would just sleep until whenever, and that's probably, I don't know, noon or something like that, right? You know, when my body gets around to like, hey, I think you've slept enough, it's time to wake up now. You know, it might be, you know, midway through the day or something like that.
If I sleep past 8, I feel like I wasted the whole morning.
So if your alarm goes off, or you normally wake up at X, whatever time that is,
10,
and you decide to just sort of not get out of bed for a while, you're not really going back to sleep, but you're just kind of lying there, right? And you're like, I don't really want to get up. I'll just lay here for a little while.
Yep.
What do you call that?
Laziness.
It's called, there's a term for it. It's called herkle-derkle.
Okay.
Herkle-derkle?
Herkle-derkle.
Is this the word of the day?
I crap you not. Yes, this is the vocabulary word of the day.
That was an awkward segue into the vocabulary word of the day.
Hence the term, right? I figured we'd lead with the awkward segue into the awkward segue.
Got it.
Right?
There we go. Well played.
Herkle-derkle, both with the useless English E at the end of each of the words. So herkle-derkle, if
hey,
you will.
Hey, hey, hey. If you take that E away, I'll know that it's an app.
Or okay. German.
Verb. To lay around in bed long after you should have got up, from the Scots. So it's a Scottish word. To herkle-derkle is to lounge around in bed long after you should have gotten up.
So it's actually herkle-derkle.
Herkle-derkle. herkle-derkle. Right, yeah.
Well, it's got a bit of a herkle-derkle.
There you go. Nice.
It's not having any crack.
Leave it to the double-bearded bastard to give us the Scottish.
to wake up and not get out of bed. That's the definition
of herkle-derkle.
Like a lot of words that crop up, herkle-derkle is an old dialect term, in this case, one from the 18th century southern Scotland. It's one of the earliest records, or one of its earliest records, comes from John Jameson's Etymological Dictionary of the Scottish Language in 1808. Herkle-derkle, to lie in bed or to lounge after it's time to get up or go to work. That is the word of the day. So, there you go.
All right.
Jameson points to dirk or dirch, an old Germanic word for the hold of a ship, as the word's probable origin, perhaps seeing some kind of etymological connection between someone lurking in bed and someone lurking in the dim, grimy bottom of a ship. He should really try changing his sheets more often, says the author. So, anyway, there you go. Herkle-derkle. Do you herkle-derkle?
Not usually.
Do you herkle-derkle?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a herkle-derkler.
Yeah.
That'd be a good band name. The Herkle-Derklers. Right? Nobody would know what it meant. And then, like, your stage setup is just like a bunch of, like, Murphy beds or something. And so before it's time for you to go on, it's just all the band members laying down.
Yeah.
Have what for Oakley Doakley.
Yeah. I have what you call bad sleep hygiene. Like, good sleep hygiene.
You don't wash your sheets?
No. You would think, right? But no, good sleep hygiene is when you only use your bed for nookie and sleeping.
Okay.
I do not.
Okay.
I use it for everything.
What, kitchen table?
From time to time.
I mean, like, what other things can you use your bed for?
I was in a small apartment, and I had that same setup, right? Yeah. Like, I didn't have space for a sitting area.
Yeah.
So I sat on the bed, and I watched TV, like, sitting up on the bed, and I slept on the bed, and my food was, like, on the table attached to the
bed. So we're talking about futons.
Wait, quick question. Is herkle-derkle a noun or a verb?
Verb.
Verb.
Yeah.
Okay, to so when durkle. I herkle dirkle, when I am herkling dirkling, is... so I'll reach over to my phone, turn off the alarm, and then poke around on my phone for the next hour.
Okay.
That's how I dirkle my herkles.
Okay. I mean, as long as your dirkles
I'm dirkling
are,
around on my herkling phone.
As long as your dirkles are getting herkled,
right?
Like, who cares, right? I mean, that's the important part.
Like, I get up, get ready, and then may return to the bed to play some video games, or I will go to the couch and play some video games before work.
So your bed is also your video game preferred area?
It's not even the preferred area. It's just
the definition here says you may be a Herkle Dirkler.
I may be?
Because it says to Herkle Dirkle is to lounge around in bed long after you should have gotten up.
Well,
so
but
if
I have gotten up, and then I return.
But if you're in bed, if you're lounging in bed long after you should have gotten up, I think playing video games in bed after you, like, you know, you got up, you hit the john, you came back, I'm going to play some video games now.
Yeah.
I think that still qualifies as Herkle Dirkle.
Okay, but sometimes I do it on the couch. So is it still Herkling and Dirkling?
Only if you slept on the couch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nope.
So if you played the video game until you fell asleep on the couch, and then you woke up, hit the john, came back, and... continue playing video games.
Okay.
You might be a Herkle Dirkler.
Okay.
I wouldn't count it.
But I do everything except get dressed. Like I wake up, hit the john, brush my teeth, get my food ready to go for, you know, my lunch ready to go for work. And then like once the only thing left for me to do before I walk out the door is like put on clothes, right? Then I go lounge and play video games.
Well, do you ever nod off?
No, never.
Okay. Well, then you're not Herkle Dirkling.
Okay.
I wouldn't count that as Herkle Dirkling. No, you have to wake up and then not get out of bed. Like, two requirements here. The Herkle and the Dirkle.
The definition is to lay around in bed long after you should have gotten up.
Right. But gets up.
I get my alarm goes off at 6:30. I don't return to the bed until, like, somewhere between 7 and 10 after 7. Like, I get everything done except get dressed.
Because, like, I mean, I'm guilty of this. Like, you wake up in the middle of the night, you go hit the john, you crawl back into bed.
Well, right? I don't think that counts as a Herkle Dirkle.
Well, I don't think that it eliminates a Herkle Dirkle either, right? So if you wake up at whatever time and you hit the john and you come back, you crawl back into bed.
I'd say you've de-Herkled your Dirkle. Once you go to the bathroom, now if you get up, go to the bathroom, go back to bed, if you nod off for a second, like if you just sort of like,
no,
and then you wake up again, then that is a second time waking up, and then you can Herkle Dirkle from there until you got to go to the john again.
No, I don't even think it's got to go, it says long after you should have gotten up.
Like, right.
When you hit the john in the middle of the night, that's not when you should have gotten up.
Okay. Right.
Like when you should have gotten up is when the
right.
Like
but
the
if you don't go back to sleep, then you're not lounging around in bed when you should have gotten up.
Well, but if you get if you get up to hit the john like say 4 a.m, you don't have anything to do until 8.
Okay.
Right. Like 8's when you're supposed to wake up. You can't Herkle Dirkle until after 8.
Right.
Yeah. So,
correct.
So what are you doing between 4 and 8?
Sleeping.
No, not if you're not going back to sleep and just lounging around.
Well, personally...
You're not Herkling or Dirkling until after you should have...
Well, personally, if I were in this situation, what would probably happen is I'd mess around on my phone for an hour and then pass back out for about 3 hours.
I think that we have Herkle
Dirkle. Then I'd wake up at 8, and then, and only then, can I Herkle Dirkle again.
That's what I'm saying.
I think we have Herkle Dirkle to this show. Like, we should get on with the show long after we should have gotten on with the show already.
And time for another awkward segue.
So I felt about this show all day.
Free Talk Live listeners, we are asking you for a favor. As you may already know, Ian Freeman, the founder of this program, is in jail. He's in Merrimack County Jail awaiting some sort of other fiduciary trial to determine if and how much restitution he owes to the non-victims that he was found guilty of not defrauding by selling willing customers Bitcoin and doing more to make sure that he was doing it in a voluntary way and tracking who his customers were than any bank ever has, but yet they found it necessary to send him to prison. Anyway, if you go visit freekeen.com, there's an article up there, I believe, written by Mr. Penguin, and it will give you directions on how to write letters to Mr. Ian Freeman in prison.
Is it pinned to the top?
I believe it is. Okay. I haven't been there in a minute, so don't quote me on that.
Right.
But it is there. Okay. It should be relatively easy to find last time I was there. You can pull it up in your magic rectangle if you feel so inclined.
Well, it might still not be pinned if no one wrote anything after that.
Yeah, I'm not familiar, but the directions are there. It shouldn't take a lot for you to find. Also, if you wish to write to Aria DiMezzo, who is also one of the other first chair co-hosts of this program, she is also in prison for not getting government permission to sell Bitcoin, even though none was required because technology is new and you know, there's never been any legislation that says, oh, in order to engage in this particular activity, you must get a license. It's just never been declared up
How
until.
How dare you think that you can just do something that's never been done before without getting a license to do a thing that's never been done before?
Yeah.
It's not pen. It takes a scroll.
Okay. Thank you. A short scroll, I hope.
Yep.
Okay. Very well. So, ariadimezzo.com, she has posted directions on how to write her. If you want to put some money on her books, that information is there as well. But these are two, seasoned hosts of this show who are currently in prison for the crime of engaging in voluntary financial transactions. So they could use your support, you know. Even if you don't write them a letter, send them a postcard from wherever you're at, or just, you know, you're thinking about them, say hello, you know, send them pictures, whatever, that kind of a thing. So it's up to you. Please give those guys a shout-out. They would appreciate it. I want to get back to – I just want to finish off this bit about this New York traffic camera racket, if you will. 4.5 million tickets totaling hundreds of million dollars just this year alone.
Only $50 per.
They have some stats here. Here are the total sums of fines issued from SIL Live. That's whoever, you know, did the math on this. In Staten Island, 312,083 violations issued, a total revenue of $15,604,150.
What are they going to do if people get into compliance?
That's a good question.
We've lost our revenue. We need to make it up somewhere else.
In Brooklyn, 1.4 million violations issued for a total over $70 million. Manhattan, 330,000 plus violations for more than $16 million. Queens, 1.7 million violations issued for more than $86 million. And in the Bronx, 676,000 violations issued for a total of $33,815,000.
Does the fine scale?
I assume.
Like if I'm going to get busted going 10 over, right, I might as well do 60 and make the kids dodge.
Oh, I see. I thought you were talking about, like, multiple offenses. I don't know about New York. I can only assume, as horrible as New York is, that they have something like a cascading or a build-up law.
Yeah.
Some states have it where if you get a certain number of misdemeanors, then automatically you're being charged as a felon.
Okay.
Right? Whatever that number of 10, 15 different misdemeanors. And they're like, oh, look at all these misdemeanors. We're going to charge you as a felon now. Right? I can only assume New York has something like that. I don't know that for a fact. Do your own research. Talk to your own lawyers if you're in this kind of a kind
of. If it's a pay-to-play scheme, though, right? You're like, you know you're going to get fined if you go speeding through this area, but the difference between like 30 miles an hour and 60 miles an hour doesn't increase the fine.
Right. I see what you're saying.
Then why slow down? Like, oh, man, I'm already busted.
Yeah,
and it makes it more dangerous.
What's the parking ticket here in King? $10 regardless, right? So, if you're going to spend the day downtown, well, I think the meters limit you to like 2 hours apiece.
Okay.
Per meter, so you got to go out every 2 hours and either plug it or move your car or whatever it is or pay again, that kind of thing. So, if you're going to be there for more than 5 hours, right? It might behoove you to just take the ticket.
Yeah,
because it'll be cheaper.
And then challenge it.
Yeah. And then challenge it and ask for evidence, and they can't produce any, and then you win.
Generally.
But you do have to waste your time, so that might not be worth your $10.
If you're not from Keene, just pay the ticket.
Yeah, and that is actually an interesting part of this, is like, sure, the people who are in Keene are, you know, basically the ones who are picking a fight at this point.
Mm.
So The fact that you're in New Hampshire, though, means that you can actually build on top of each other's victories.
Yes.
So all of these little things where, yeah, sure, it's just not worth your time to go to court over this one ticket. But it might be worth our time if we go to court over these tickets. You know, it's that whole prisoner's dilemma situation, right? So in the ordinary circumstance, everyone else is in, like, the prisoner's dilemma where they are pretty sure that the other guy's going to turn on them.
Mm-hmm.
So they may as well just try and turn on them anyway.
Right.
Well, that's why $50 in New York is probably not that big of a deal for a New Yorker.
Right.
Right? And so nobody challenges it, and they just continue to generate revenue.
And, I mean, the fact of the matter is that the New Yorker mindset that I am accustomed to actually would prefer that the cops continue to do what the cops do. Now, the New Hampshire mindset is, leave me alone, I'm not hurting anyone. Whereas the New Yorker mindset is not that. So, in their case, there'd be no point in challenging all of this.
Hmm.
Whereas in our case, not only is there a point, it is an act of service to challenge your ticket in New Hampshire, where it's really not an act of service anywhere else that I'm aware of.
And NYPD is just gigantic in numbers. Right, like third largest standing army on the planet or something.
Oh, yeah,
like
that. Yeah. Speaking of police, you guys know that I spent 22 or so years in the Seattle area.
Yep.
This from Zero Hedge, also by Tyler Durden. Seattle limits cops.
Prolific writer, that Durden.
Yeah, he totally is. Also film star, right?
Okay, you know? Yeah.
Seattle limits cops from knowingly lying after suspect commits suicide.
This is a weird one, because that sounds like good news.
It does sound like good news, because we've all talked about how police can lie to you, and in fact are trained to do so, in order to get you to do things like admit to something you didn't do, or otherwise pigeonhole yourself, and this is why, this isn't legal advice, but why my own personal stance is I'm not going to have a conversation with you.
Mm.
Right? Cop's going to pull me over, and they're going to ask me questions. I'm going to be like, I'm sorry, I don't answer questions.
Well,
and they're going to say some other stuff, and I'm going to say stuff like, am I being detained, or am I free to go? And if they go, you're being detained, you're like, lawyer.
Well, the legal advice the legal advice that is on offer, and, you know, if you have a legal advisor, go ahead and double check this. But it is always, don't talk to them.
Yeah.
Because they tell you it all up front. Everything you say can and will, be used against you. Nothing you say can or will be used for you.
Right.
And the thing is, even if, and in fact, especially if you are completely innocent of everything that you think that they're going to pin on you, don't say anything, because your testimony can lead to not only your arrest, not only your imprisonment, but the imprisonment of some other completely uninvolved party.
Yep.
They can take your piece of information, put it together with something you're completely unaware of, that then frames another wholly innocent person.
I don't remember the source, but there was a poll, and we've talked about it here on Free Talk Live a couple of times. There was a poll done of not just defense lawyers, but also prosecutors.
Yeah.
And they were asked, hey, can you cite a case where the defendant would have been better off had he just talked to the cops at the time of stop or arrest or whatever it was? And none of them could cite one. There was never, ever a case in, like, all the lawyers that they pulled where, like, somebody would have been better off had they just started yapping to the police.
And I'll just add real quick, it's a misnomer, I believe, that you have to be Mirandized before that takes effect. Right, like, if they start talking to you and they haven't, you know, given you that, anything you say can and will be used against you.
Oh, they don't have to.
Right.
They straight up do not have to tell you what your rights are.
Right. Understood. So even more so, people was talking like, well, they didn't read me my rights. Doesn't matter.
Right.
Like, they just know it up front. Keep your mouth shut.
Yep.
Zip it.
Yeah. Now, I'll say I don't always take this advice.
Okay.
So, like, when I get pulled over, and given the kind of car I tend to drive, I get pulled over a lot.
Okay.
Because it really is just that simple. I look like a guy who can't afford a lawyer, which is accurate.
But you're driving a Lambo, right?
Right. Yeah, that's it.
Ferrari.
I actually do cooperate. When they ask me, where am I coming from? Where am I going? I do cooperate, because a lot of the time, they will just let me go. And if I straight off the bat, oh, I'm sorry, I don't answer questions, then this is probably going to get a lot thornier and take a lot more of my time.
That is a tactical.
And that is the gamble.
Yep.
That is the gamble.
I did recently get pulled over for doing a lot in an area where I was supposed to be doing a little. And I did talk, right?
And the little got more and more?
And whatever I said, and it was just like, yeah, you know, my car it's only a V6. It doesn't, you know, I hammer on a little bit. It bogs down going up the hill. That's why, you know, I realized, you know. And so the guy runs my license. He comes back. He just throws it in the car. He's like, thanks. Have a nice day. Right? And then I was like, oh, well, I must be free to go. So I went, and that was it. Right? But that was like the most unusual thing that I've ever done. Normally, I'm just like, they're like, hey, how's it going today? I'm like, fine. And they're like, can we see your papers? I'm like, sure. I'll hand them the papers. And if there's anything after that, you know, I'll be like, they look like one time I got pulled over, they looked in the car. I got like a backpack in the passenger seat on the floor. They're like, what's in the bag? And I'm like, I don't think I have to answer that. And they just moved on to the next question. And then I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't answer questions. They're like, okay. And then they took my license, went back and came back and gave me a ticket or whatever.
Yeah, usually those are the only ones they ask me is, where are you coming from and where are you going?
Yeah.
I make them miserable. Like my general,
you hand them the pocket constitution,
right? But my general philosophy is like every minor inconvenience.
Which I gotta get like a case of those
overreaction
to keep in my car. Do you have any spares?
I just got one. Like when they were giving them out for free.
All right.
But so you know, if I want them to remember me the next time, right? Like I don't want them to bother. I want their interaction with me to be like the worst interaction they've ever had.
They're behind you, like, oh,
no, not this guy again. Right. But I will, you know, I will do the window.
They
crack.
Pull up your recent pullover record. Yeah. They're like, talk to Bob, talk to Jim, talk to this guy's a creep or whatever.
No, right? I will do the window crack. I will pull all the way over to like just right on the line.
Yep.
So that they have to stand on the road to talk to me.
They come around the other side of the car.
They come around the other side, and I just tap the door. I'm like, I'm not talking to you on that side.
Yeah.
The window's cracked over here. You come stand on the road, and if you get hit, that's your problem. You pulled me over, you asked for this.
Now, in New Hampshire, you have to change lanes if they've stopped you. And I have been pulled over for not changing lanes when they had someone pulled over.
Okay, well, that's if someone's already been pulled over.
Yeah.
603-283-6160, if you'd like to join us. Our number 3 of Free Talk Live is coming up. Still to come, what's up with the European Union's, what do we call it, social credit score?
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.